Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and the Bot. Phone lines here are 221-1402, and today is Man Day. Linda is far away. She's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, honey.
Hey. You know what?
Okay.
We're having Man Day today. Frosty, say good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Yeah. Frosty and I are going to, and we're wearing motorcycle stuff and hats on backwards, and we're going to talk about why isn't there a Hooters in.
Right. Isn't there a tool day? Is it tool day too?
Tool day. Ooh, more power. So what are you doing in Salt Lake City there?
Okay, well, I'm at the Salt Palace right now as we speak. There's thousands of people here from all over the world. And in fact, on our website, you can go to our website, and there's an icon on the front of our website that says ZRI.
That's Z-R-I-I.
ZRII. And then what that does, if you click on that, it kind of goes to a field where, you know, your information and all that. But if you go to ZRI.com, right now, I just feel so excited with the fact that the people from all over the world in the health field, some of the top doctors. And today is Deepak Chopra. We have hours with him. Tomorrow we have Tony Robbins. Many of you know Tony Robbins is an inspirational speaker. Well, he'll be here tomorrow speaking to us, I think, about 4 or 5 hours. And so I have a group with me from Reading and friends from Sacramento. And then I'm like, I'm saying every time I turn around, somebody's from another state or another country. And so we're here at the Salt Palace. So I'm sorry to miss today, but I'm going to bring back lots of knowledge. And it's exciting, and I miss you.
Hey, knowledge is good. And we miss you. It's, you know, the dog tried to sleep on my head last night. I just don't go for that.
It's not the same doing the...
Yeah, it's not the same doing our knuckle bump. It's a two-person. It was, you know, it's not the same without you here.
And, you know, there's a Hooters in Chico, but what's the problem with one in Redding?
You know what? We can't find a reason not to have one here. I mean, it's another business. It hires the unemployed, and it allows, you know, and they have great chicken wings, I think, so...
Oh, come on. I've been there before. My brother's birthday party was there, and it was like they had little kids' toys. They had kids running around on little plastic
I don't like
scooters.
To think about that. The kids are running around on little plastic Hooters?
Scooters.
Scooters. Scooters.
Oh.
I was going to say, I want to go to that one.
Go ahead and use me. Now, let's get back into the serious things. Doctors of the world who have great minds, and so I can't wait to talk about it and share it with you on Monday.
Great.
So anyway, I love you, and I just wanted to call in to check in and miss our listeners. I love talking about our show and bragging about Reading.
Well, there's a lot to brag about in our town here. It looks like it's going to rain again, which means it's the painter's out there with an umbrella, so he's going for it. Hey,
oh my God.
Hey, we got to take a break, hon.
Okay, love you guys. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon, honey.
All right. Talk to you later. Hey, this is Carl Lindabad on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Study published in the Lancet story and more in today's Reading Record Searchlight.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here 221-1402. It's Man Day. We had somebody on the line that had wanted to talk about Hooters but hung up. Well, okay. I mean, I think of Hooters as being kind of like an adult male Chunky Cheese. You know, anyway. Okay. Things in the news. What's on your mind? Like I said, it's open line today. We've been talking about a number of things. Let's start with Octomom. This is the woman that had the 8 children. She had the litter of 8 children. And, you know, this was in the news a lot, of course, but she's kind of back in the news again because she has said, and she's been on some blog thing that said, you know, what was I thinking? Maybe I made a mistake. You think? 14 children, no job, and a three-bedroom house. And you live with your parents. I mean, you think you may have made a mistake? You gave birth to a basketball team and the replacements. You know, so, you know, and what did you do to these kids? You made a mistake. Okay. I mean, it's like, and maybe, all these big deals. I got a feeling that all these big money deals may not have come to fruition. So who knows? But having 8 kids seems like or 14, but having 8 children at one time, there's got to be something wrong. There's got to be something wrong with the doctor. And to this day, I don't understand why, they haven't just put a lawsuit against the doctor to make him pay for the kids, because I have a feeling that it's coming out of our taxpayers' pockets. Hey, our computer's up again. It's Carl at freefireradio.com if you got any emails you want to send. Hey, let's hear a plus. Let's hear some applause for Reading Police. They agreed to some concessions, which I think is a great idea. These concessions will allow them to keep a couple more community officers on the job. They won't have people laid off that way. You know, they gave up raises and such. I think it came out to $124,000. I mean, it's a move in the right direction. Everybody, we're in this together. It's going to get worse. As the phone calls yesterday said, they're taking money away from everybody. And there's some that have no money, and it's going to hit them even worse when they start their ending programs. Unfortunately, and this is unfortunate, that during the times of plenty, which California just reveled in, that we didn't put any money aside, that we didn't think about this. It's like the real estate market. And I got it just like anybody else. It's always going to go up. There's always going to be able to make money in it. No. You know, just common sense kind of goes out the window when all the big bucks are going by. Steve, good morning. Hey, Steve.
Hello?
Steve, you're on. Turn down the radio.
Okay, well, I'm on the stupid cell phone, and it's really bad. How are you doing today?
We're doing fine. How are you doing?
Good. About Hooters, it's a great place to eat, but I don't think you'll ever see one in Reading, because I talked to a gentleman one time about what it takes to open one.
Yeah.
$6 million for the franchise.
$6 million for the franchise.
And then you have to open 3.
Oh, wow.
So where are you going to put 3 of them around here?
Well, I guess we probably don't want one in Hayfork.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Maybe the requirements wouldn't be as high up there. But
that's true.
So you have to, it's cost $6 million, and you have to open up 3 of them.
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad. I only had $4 million laying around. I was thinking about it.
I know, me too.
Anyway.
Keep your ammo dry and have a good day.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve.
All righty. Bye.
$6 million and you have to open up 3 of them. I can see opening up 3 of them, but $6 million, just a little bit high. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about things you find when you're researching the California government. Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Man Day. If you have anything you want to talk about, give us a call, 221-1402. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio today on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Frosty and I are by ourselves. We're trying to find a manly thing. Hey, Mike, good morning. Hey,
good morning, Carl. Thank you for your service to our community and our country.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Just actually, on a lighter note, I just put Zach on a plane heading down to San Diego, Campbell Pendleton early this morning. So when he told me to thank you again for your hospitality.
You know, your son's a hero. Zach, if you all missed that show or missed the Memorial Day ceremony, Zach is a young sailor who is on his way down to go to Corpsman School, where he learns how to keep Marines alive in combat.
Exactly.
So I tell you what, that's not an easy job. Marines love corpsmen.
And as a sailor's dad, we like to hear that. You know, I called about a topic of welfare reform, and it seems pretty easy to me, but, I'm not terribly schooled. I don't have a lot of degrees in economics and politics, so it may not make as much sense to some. With all the talent in the welfare system, and I mean the recipients, wouldn't it be beneficial for them to govern themselves? In essence, they could You know, some could be the babysitters in the daycare. Others could drive the vans themselves if they have valid licenses. Some know how to cook, so they could be doing some of the stuff in the lower income schooling, like the Head Start. And that could be their job, and that's how they would earn their food stamps, their medical, and their food stamps, you know, the
you
money
mean,
that they
you
get.
You mean earn the things that are being given to them?
What a concept. You know, we could even get someone pushing paper inside the welfare office, you know. Obviously, there would have to be case
pushing
managers.
How about pushing a broom in front in the welfare office or something like that? You know, Mike, that's a good idea, except for one thing, is that we are so totally busted, I don't even think we could do that. You know, it's...
It doesn't cost anything. We're already paying them. Let's put them to work. And then the guy at work, it's kind of gross and disgusting, but really funny. He said that we should go back to the paper welfare checks and food stamps, and they should have to have a little corner on them that they would have to urinate on, and if there was drugs in their system, the check would start to disintegrate.
Okay. I've heard people say, how come if I have to take a urinalysis to work at this place, how come people that are on you know, public assistance using our tax dollars, how come they don't have to take urinalysis just to get paid for the, you know, to get their money? That's a point. Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. Thanks.
All right,
and, okay. Hey, thanks a lot, and thanks for calling. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. Semper Fi.
Hey, Semper Fi, Marine.
Carl, you're talking to a U.S. Marine. Hey, I wanted to give a shout-out. First off, I think you're doing a hell of a good job. How's that?
Well, thanks a lot.
And also, I want to ask you to please thank our wives that put up with us Marines, because we're hell-bent on glory, aren't we?
I tell you what, you know, we've got the easy job. We deploy, we go in harm's way, but the hard part is staying at home, making sure the bills are paid, the kids aren't running amok, and we're out focused on a mission. They've got 150 different missions. Yeah, we do not give enough acclaim. We do not give enough credit to the wives and families.
Well, you're right on target there. Hey, would you do me a favor and say, Marcy, thank you.
Marcy, thank you.
All right, she got it. All right.
All right.
All right, bud.
All right, thanks a lot, boy. Super fun. Hey, Bruce, you're up.
Well, good morning, guy.
Hey, good morning.
What do you think about this when Jim was on there? You think they're still waltzing around this? They're not gonna touch this illegal immigration issue, even with the budget the way it's headed, do you think?
Well, let me think now. Let me think. Let me give this a lot of thought. No. They're not going to. They can't even get a bill out of committee. But maybe, just maybe, when they see how many people voted against the BS that they're pulling down there, maybe they will open their eyes a little bit and say, hey, why don't we treat this kind of like our own home, take care of our family first and our visitors second? You know?
Well, that surely would be a good idea. I think they're frightened about the total. I think there's probably 50% Hispanic in California at this point in time. But the other issue is the commissions. If they're going to, and he say that they were going to try to group some of those guys together,
well, you know, or
eliminate some of them.
Well, if you listen to you know, one of the blogs, one of the papers around here, they say, oh, commissions aren't a big thing. But if you, you know, and maybe they're not a big thing individually, but if you look at them in total, how many commissions and committees do we have that drain money? That even if they, you know, even if it doesn't take a lot of money, you still have to pay for employees to be in them.
Well, I think they take a lot of money because I think, and I went and did some research some time ago, but I think there's 96 of them, and some of those guys are six figures.
Well, you know, the thing is that they should be able to, or they should be able to put them on a hiatus, something like that. I mean, it's just the fact is we're in trouble, and we need to cut everything that has absolutely nothing to do with going forward, you know, out of that budget.
Going to be interesting. If they don't have a constitutional convention so they can get rid of the entitlements, I think that they're you know, trying to push water uphill. I don't think it's going to work anyhow.
Well, it's like people say, hey, when Tom Basinkle's on, our sheriff here, and everybody, at least once every time he's on, somebody calls, why can't we have like Sheriff Joe down in Arizona where they pay for him? And why should they live better than our Marines and soldiers in the field?
And I don't understand that either. And they say because of California law. Why,
yes.
Why would California law be any different than Arizona law if it came under a federal statute?
Well, it's not. It's state law. See, and that's what Sheriff Joe is in Arizona. It's a state law. They can do things because their law does not prohibit it. Our law seems to think that our criminals need to have better dental care than our children.
But is that an actual law, or do you think that they just don't want the flack from the ACLU and all the people that hold up for those prisons.
Well, I'm sure that's part of it. And, you know, I'm not a lawyer, but, you know, maybe I'll give the sheriff a call and say, hey, what specific laws say that you can't cut off all their TV, and what makes them be able to have X amount of stuff?
Well, that would be a really, really good subject to drag across somebody, because I certainly don't know. I've never, and I'm not like you, I'm not in the law end of it, but it just really doesn't make sense. Well, we'll get off here and let somebody else on this line, but it's going to be interesting in the next couple of weeks, see what happens.
You know, it's going to be like leaving it back of a C-130 with a parachute that you're just not quite sure who packed it.
We'll see.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Bruce.
All right, buddy.
But, you know, they want us to do their jobs for them, and we did. Hey, we did, legislature. We answered your call for help. We said no. So now it's up to you all to figure this out. We've got a number of people online here. We're getting ready to take a break here. When we get back, we're going to be discussing a number of things, anything from David Carradine to what happens when you go on to the California government site and you look at employment. It's quite interesting. We'll try to open your eyes and talk about this a little bit. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. More of that manly music. 221-1402. Hey, the email address is carl@freefireradio.com. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What a great place to go to. I was there yesterday. You have a little meeting of veterans out there in the front. Finest Tobacco Emporium in the North State. Espresso Joe's with the coffee that you want. All types of coffee. Get that caffeine fix. Joe and Shelley, they support our community. Let's support them. Hey, one of the things that just happened, we're not going to talk about that. We'll probably be taking off the air. Tom, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You got all this budget and everything all figured out?
Well, we were talking about Hooters, too. And, you know, on our screener, we thought that Linda had said that the kids are riding around on plastic Hooters. And she said, no, scooters. And then... then our screener and receptionist said, well, there's plenty of plastic Hooters out there. So they just, you know, I don't know what else to say.
Well, you know what it seems to be, Carl, is we've got a mentality in our society of entitlement and also buy it today and worry about how you're going to pay for it tomorrow. And that has been an increasingly way of modus operandi from the government to individuals on down for about the last 30 years. And now the chickens have finally come home to roost. The cards are maxed out. And I think the state of California and the federal government are coming close to doing the same thing. I like your idea about having that sheriff down there in Maricopa County. I guess their ACLU is really going after him. I hope they make, really some attention on that, because I would challenge the police chief here to do something along the same line, because if Gavin Newsom could have San Francisco as a sanctuary for illegal aliens, marry same-sex partners before when it wasn't legal, and still hold his job, maybe it's time for Redding to get on the map by doing something provocative.
Yeah, but I tell you what, that would end up, see, what Newsom is doing is, you know, in his town, is they're completely backing it. ACLU is not going to touch it because it fits their political agenda. If you do something that smacks of anything, of taking rights away from criminals, rapists, murderers, pedophiles, what else? You name it, it's in there. Then, hey, those guys have to be defended.
Well, you know, another thing, too, Carl, I guess he was sued about taking the TV away. So he put the TV back, but only with Fox News and the Disney Channel. So there's ways you can kind of skirt around this thing.
Well, I think putting a religious channel in there is good, and maybe, just little things like that. Maybe travel logs to places like Romania.
Yeah, did you hear about the, we always heard about the Bridge to Nowhere up there that old Ted Stevens got through the Congress.
What about a Bridge to Nowhere at Stillwater?
Yeah, well, okay, there's another one. Well, I was listening to
Don't get me started on that
a guy from Nevada called, and I guess in the stimulus bill there's $23 million for this tourist railroad in Nevada that's going to go right by a bunch of brothels. So now we got the train tracks to the whorehouses. So, boy, howdy, what's going to be next?
Well, I know. Well, that's going to, well, for one thing, we're going to take all that business away from Nevada because we're going to legalize everything here in California. Marijuana, you know, why don't we become like Deadwood? Have your own portions here of the city. Have licensed brothels. We could, you know, we could have a renaissance here in the city. Tom, thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Well, from brothels in Reading to swap and sell. Scott.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
we're rocking.
Right on. Yeah, we're just going to be, Summer Chappelle's going to be out tomorrow at Swap and Sell Meet at the Reading Convention Center, and it's going to be great, and we just want everybody to come on out and have a good time at the Swap and Sell Meet. If you're out there, come on by and meet Summer Chappelle. You know, she's having a concert here coming up in a few weeks, and it should be a good thing tomorrow.
All right. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, see what else we have. Okay, I just got an email from Joe. Said, hey, what about the Missing in America project, guys? You know, they had that great, great ride across the United States. Thousands of people. I mean, literally thousands of people in support of them. Hundreds of bikes. When they pulled into Virginia, the highway patrol literally blocked the freeway for them for 85 miles. Blocked the freeway for them for 85 miles so they could get in there bringing in those heroes. It rained on them all the time except that day when they interred the heroes, our heroes, it didn't rain until Mays, Isaiah Mays, the Medal of Honor recipient, was buried. After that, the heavens opened up again. We're going to have them on next week or as soon as I can gather most of them, you know, enough of them up that we're going to come in and we're going to talk about it next week. Did a great job, though. They did a lot to make that we should be proud of them, Redding. We did something that nobody else has done, you know, and yet you don't hear about it anywhere except on this radio station. You know, what's going on with that? You know, aren't you proud? You know, you would think that the media that we have, our paper and Channel 7, would have been all over this. How hard is it to get a sister station someplace along the line to send you back some videotape of a huge of this organization getting proclamations from the state of Missouri? Huh? Or how about something there at Arlington? I mean, how hard is that? You know, but I guess you got to care, huh? Doug, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello? Yeah, you're up.
Yeah, I was just wondering, when's that last tea party where you and your wife are there? And things are getting worse and worse, and we're not doing much about becoming America again, and what about more protest? And every time I see a bomb on the TV, my gut, you know, just burns. I want to smack him, but why aren't we doing anything else about it? I mean, America's got to get together and stop this guy.
Well, you know what? America has to get together as a country and pull together. You know, not everything Obama's done is wrong. You know, many people just automatically give him an F. But let me tell you, his actions in Iraq, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, he's keeping all of our forces there to August of next year. And then he's leaving 50,000 there to ensure the victory. He's surging into Afghanistan, which is what we should have done before. You know, he's still going after the Taliban in Pakistan. There's been no changes in what Bush was doing. You know, of course, the media who hated Bush, you know, was constantly pounding on him for that. Yet what Obama is doing there is I have no problem with that. I'd give him a good grade on this one.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about what he's doing with our economy.
Well, the economy. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of questions. And you know what? Right now, here's an example, you know, like our jobless rate, highest that it's been in 25 years.
Right.
Yet the media tries to give it a spin like, well, everything, you know, all the jobless claims, you know, are slowing down.
That's because everybody's already been laid off.
That's right. And if you take a look at people that have just stopped looking for jobs and that are working, you know, maybe part-time jobs, that unemployment rate is probably 16%.
Well, what's also scaring me is you've heard the Bilderbergs, I bet.
The what?
The Bilderbergers.
Yeah.
Well, years ago they wanted to be a one-world society, and they control everything we do. Do you think they're controlling him?
No, you know what? I think that most politicians are being run by money.
That's right.
I don't see much difference between Obama and Bush. I mean, yeah. I mean, people say, "How can you say that?" Well, you know, he's got his agenda, which is a huge agenda. But when it gets right down to it, who's running him?
That's right. Whose leash is he on?
Yeah, I would like to think that he's a man of character. I mean, you want your president to be a man of character. You know what? I don't care that he makes mistakes. I mean, I look at him like a second lieutenant in a firefight.
Right.
You put him into a firefight, and guess what? Nobody is great in their first firefight.
Mm-hmm.
And you stumble from firefight to firefight, but you learn something. The question is you got to learn fast. You got to learn on your feet. And the thing is, you want to save as many of your people's lives as possible. So that when you get to that third or fourth fight that, you know what you're doing. You've got your preparatory fires around. You've got your supporting arms ready to go. I want him to learn faster. I want him to learn faster than anybody because we are in deep trouble.
Right, but if you watch him walk around, he looks like he's an egomaniac. I hate to say that.
Well, applause,
but he's still not. He's helping big business, and big business isn't helping the little guy.
Well, we go back to that GM. I own, you and I now own stock, and Frosty owns stock in GM.
Yeah, right.
The thing is how many other things are going to happen. I mean, at what point does he have to take accountability for his actions?
Right. So why aren't we doing something about it as Americans? Why don't we all get together and everybody not pay tax or do something where we can stop this wasting money on all this high business people that are just wasting it anyway?
Well, we got to take a break. The only person that I know that can not pay taxes and get away with it is the Secretary of the Treasury.
Right.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right.
Hey, it's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400 KQMS. We're going to take a break.
You all know Country Kitchen's the place to go for the best breakfast
on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
One, two, three. Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here 221-1402. Hey, if you go to, searching through the California government site, which, if you ever need a giggle, you just go through there and see the things they have listed. But I was looking at something to refute something I saw in a local paper. And, they have the usual listings, it goes education and employment. However, when you go to the employment listing under the California Gov site, what do you think the first listing is under employment? Career preparation? No. How about training? No. Special programs? Nope. Veteran assistance? Nada. No. What is the first thing you see under the California employment site? How to file a claim for discrimination. That's it. That's our lead-off subject. That, in a one little topic, epitomizes what's wrong with California government right now. Not how to prepare for a job, not how to do career training, not special education for training, not veterans assistance. How to file a claim for job discrimination. I guess that must be the most important thing they have. And speaking of other important areas they have, you got to thank Pete Stiglitz for this stuff. Pete gets crazy every so often, and he does his research. But, there's a state librarian here in California, and just guess how much money the state librarian makes. Six figures. Big six figures. You've got a doctor in here that works for one of the units that makes $500,000 a year. You've got any number. You've got agencies here that's got like 1,500, like the Water Resources Board. 1,500 people on it. You've got hundreds in there that make six figures, big six figures in there. These are all people that not only are they being paid millions of dollars, they're going to retire at millions of dollars because they've got some really great deals there. So I want to thank, hey, Pete, thanks for sending me that stuff. The Department of Infrastructure, 85 of them make $150,000 or more. Come on. That's almost as much as Frosty makes. Okay. We've talked Octomom. We've talked about the police. We've talked about unemployment. I still don't understand is if things are getting so much, if things are the same, then why aren't we hearing that from the media sources? Why aren't they saying, we're still in trouble. Now, should you blame Obama for this? I mean, no, you can't blame him for all of it. you can blame our Congress for it and our, you know, our previous presidents, I think Bush and Clinton. And Obama was handed, I mean, he was handed a skunk. And that was dropped. But he also knew what he was getting into. It wasn't like, oh, this is a secret. So there are things he's going to have to do to fix it. And, but putting the blame constantly on your predecessor only works for a period of time. In the military, you got like 90 days. You can blame the guy in front of you. I think as president, maybe you should have 6 months, maybe 7 months to blame it. You know, one of the other groups, as Frosty's pointed out, is that we've got to blame on this whole thing is ourselves. You know, we, and I kind of alluded to it, is we pushed the envelope. I mean, I jumped into the real estate market, and I'm paying for it right now, as are countless others. We made a mistake. And so now we've got to buckle down. We've got to take our lumps for it. But we've got to come back. And as one of our callers said, why can't we get together on this? That's a real good point. Why can't we get together on this? We're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're also going to talk about terrorists, our own homegrown terrorist actions right here in the land of freedom. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl Lindebaugh, even though Linda is far away in Salt Lake City, having a great time. I have the dog. Anybody want a dog? I'll just say she ran away. Okay. We want to try and get together. Let's talk a couple of things. We want to talk about terrorism right here in our own country. We had two incidents. I don't know if, you know, I guess you could call it terrorism. If you call one a terrorist act, you've got to call the other one a terrorist act. The abortion doctor, Dr. Rimmer, was killed. I think it's Tiller, right? Was murdered at church by a well-known member of a probably fringe group of anti-abortion group. Went in and shot him. And if he did it, and if he's legally mental, then he needs to pay for that big time. And there's a lot of stuff about that. Not as much was reported in a lot of other places as was when the two soldiers were shot down by a Muslim convert who if I understand it right, had gone to Yemen and trained in there, came back and shot two soldiers, killing one of them, wounding another at a recruiting station. That one didn't seem to hit as hard in the papers. And when we mentioned, people being killed because of their, because of their pro-choice, that pro-choice people were instigating this, as you see the editorials on some of these pages by like Goodman and stuff saying that it was forced by people like Bill O'Reilly and stuff. Of course, that's ridiculous. Anybody with a common sense knows that's not true. But then you don't see the same thing being said about the man that shot the soldiers right here in our country. And he did it because of what we did in Iraq. I think that's what he said. This is, if it's terrorism to kill an abortion doctor, who, by the way, had, and from what I understand, had over 60,000 abortions under his belt, including one of the three, he's one of the three of the late-term abortion doctors, which, I'm kind of ambivalent on some of this stuff. Not a lot, but when you start talking late-term abortion, I start really getting weird about it because that means they can live. I mean, you hear people as diverse as the former president of the National Organization for Women to other people say, if a child can live, you don't kill it. And, this whole thing is disgusting to me on late-term abortions. It just is. It's the way I feel about it. But killing him? No. It's not right. They went after him in court several times. And the thing is that some people say, well, he's murdered 60,000 lives. Well, then you take him to court, you sue him, you take him to court, you arrest him. And guess what? It's the law of the land, people. If you want to change it, you need to change it. Change the law. You don't go around killing people. No different than this fellow that killed the soldiers because they were soldiers. There's something wrong. There's something wrong with that. But there's something wrong that it didn't have the outcry of the other. And I can imagine probably it's just like we talked earlier, because it didn't fit the agenda of some of our mainstream media. And that's too bad. We get a number of things in with from people that listen to us from other places. They send us stuff on they send us so many links, so many different you know, hey, look at this one, look at this. And we hesitate, and if we don't get back to answer you right away, it's because we get 100 emails a day or more. So we try to get to you as soon as we can. But the other thing is that some of the things we look at, we're not going to put them on because I can't verify that they're true. Some of it is just a rumor that I know goes around circles. I'll get the same thing. Hey, Roberta, we've got less than a minute.
Okay, well, I just wanted to talk about Tiller. He's known as Tiller the Killer, of course. And it is, I don't think people should be murdered either. But this man was, and I do agree that we should change the law. When we made abortion legal, that was for the whole 9 months. And people go in there the day before their baby's born, and they're aborted there. And he has a crematorium, or had a crematorium, where he burned the baby's body so that people wouldn't know how developed they were, and there'd be an outcry.
Yeah.
And also, they sell baby body parts and make a lot of money.
Well, I don't know about that part, but Roberta, we've got to run here. Thanks for your phone call. You know what? No matter what they do, it's law of the land. You don't kill people for that. Hey, Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? About-